Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Mo Drabowski. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 8th. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jimenez for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive to left center field. The ball gets by Matthews. Jimenez fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jimenez. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Bryan reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabowski covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, One, Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shoemaker for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peters. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Jimenez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Jimenez. Robinson moves to third. Westock now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-2 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brian strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-2 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic pinch hits for West Stock. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skowron is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Ward scores. Skourin moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bryan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.